Investment holding company Stadio, which focuses on investment in higher education learning institutions, came out with their annual results today. For the 12 months ended the 31st of December 2018, the company reported that its revenue rose over 400% to 633 million rand. Core headline earnings came in at 70 million rand compared to 3.2 million rand in the year prior. It grew its student body substantially from 12,976 students to 29,885 learners. The company is on an acquisition drive as it seeks to grow its business. It's also pushing to boost the number of qualifications it has accredited at its higher learning facilities. Well, to take us through the numbers, their value proposition, and whether they can achieve some of their targets, I'm joined on the line by Wayne McCurry. He's Senior Portfolio Manager at FNB Wealth and Investments. So Wayne, Stadio's numbers look nothing short of impressive. What do you see as the key drivers, and is this type of growth due to the fact that they're starting from a low base?
Look, there is clearly a base effect in it. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. But the numbers, the growth numbers, are still well above what the market was anticipating. You know, this whole Stadio and Curo and Advatec, you know, there's a lot of hype of them around all of them up until a year ago. But then the shares have gone a little bit soft since then. And I think this actual result out from Stadia might reverse that, because they were good numbers despite the base effect. They're generating good, solid cash flows out of their operations. I mean, I don't think you'll see the student numbers doubling again. You know, that there's obviously they had a lot of empty spaces to fill. But it certainly was a very encouraging set of results.
And in terms of the market, how did the share price react?
Well, the last time I looked, it was up strongly by 5 or 6%. I must admit, I haven't looked for the last 2 hours or so, but certainly when last I looked, it was very well received. The share was very strong, in fact.
So the company has further ambitions to expand, and while currently not in debt, it's looking to secure some debt facilities imminently.
That's must.
Presumably, a little bit of debt in the pursuit of productive assets is a good thing.
Yes, there's no question about that. Look, you've got to take on debt every now and again to expand, same as when you and I buy a house. You know, every now and again, you've got to take on debt. And certainly the ability of groups like Stadio to actually grow their revenue, there's still a lot of runway ahead of them, because there is almost an insatiable demand for non-government education in the country, and we all know the reasons why that is.
So at their higher education facility, Stadio is looking to boost the value proposition for the learners themselves. They have 81 accredited qualifications already, and they're looking to register a further 64 qualifications. So this is quite good in that their underlying operations want to actually boost the offering to students.
Yes. And when you expand your offerings, it obviously will bring in more students, so you cast the net a little bit wider. But that, you know, that does take some investment before you can do that, and hence the reason why they might be taking on a little bit of debt going forward.
So in terms of striking the balance between, you know, getting those student numbers up and obviously charging the right price, do you think they're going to be able to do that? Do you think that in the end, Stadio is really going to be offering more to your higher LSM type of families because, you know, they're there to make profit and they're making massive investment, and therefore their price will have to be right?
I don't think they'll go only for the higher LSM. I think they're aiming to go virtually right across the board, because that seems to be their business motto, is that you don't just offer, you don't try and compete with the established private schools. So you try and stick at fees lower than that. And also you have a very wide differentiation between what you actually cost, at what you cost to charge your services out at, so that you can get more people in than what you would if you were just going right at the very top level.
And are you impressed with their growth ambitions in terms of how much they're willing to invest, continue investing in the next number of years?
Yes, I am. But understand, all of them, all of these schools will realize that at some stage they're going to hit some sort of ceiling, and they're going to have to cut back on the capital expenditure. And luckily enough, they can do that quite easily. So if ever they need to pull back and be a bit more conservative, they actually have the ability to do that, and that's very positive.
And so in your view, Wayne, is this a buy, hold, or a sell?
No, I think it is a hold, or maybe even a buy, because it certainly has done well. And as I said, the market didn't expect such good results after this.
That was Wayne McCurry. He's Senior Portfolio Manager at FNB Wealth and Investments.